Well, good day, good morning. Welcome back to 10 Minutes of Meaning. It's tremendous gratitude to Myron and Michael Fedak for their generous sponsorship. Today's shiur is also sponsored anonymously in honor of their 16th wedding anniversary, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Mazel tov and happy anniversary to those anonymous individuals. Please help yourself. Reb Shaila Cafe, coffee, slushies, pastries, and a Chodesh Tova. Good and Chodesh, Mamish, we should be Marben Mesimcha. We are in the 8th parak of Tanya, and we've been learning about what happens. The cleansing that's necessary, the purge and the purgatory necessary when we've made poor decisions, bad mistakes in this world, when we've indulged in the klipa, or even the klipa's noga, what has to happen in order to bring us back. So last time we learned about chibur hakever, when the body has absorbed, just like if you eat the wrong thing, even if you have all the regret in the world, that doesn't make the calories disappear. Your flesh and your blood still absorb whatever you ate. Your lab results don't improve just because you did a lot of tshuva and you clapped al-chait in between eating all the gribbiness and going for the blood test. Clapping al-chait is not going to help with the lab return. So similarly, our body absorbs based on the poor mistakes and choices that we've made, and we have to undergo what's called chibur hakever. Chibur hakever, as we discussed, is the notion of the angel, the soul is returned after death. It comes back into the body for a short time, where the four angels come and beat the klipa out of the body. Afterwards, one of the chevras said, no, that's so negative. It's describing Yiddishkeit that Hashem punishes and that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to... I'm not describing it that way. I sent that individual several articles from Chabad.org that describe chibur hakever, and that comes from Maseches chibur hakever, and that describes what happens, there's consequences, accountability. Just like, again, a person can fabreng and be happy, be besimcha, smile, regret the potato chips they ate at 12 o'clock at night, that won't help their cholesterol. Reality is a reality. Consequence is a consequence. So similarly here, we need to know that the poor choices we make, the mistakes we make, chibur hakever, ultimately the klipa will have to get beaten out of us, out of our body. The way to avoid it, there are ways to avoid it, which we all want. Love justice, loving musar, loving acts of chesed, bringing guests to one's home, davening with kavana, or the Rebbe said, spending 4 hours a day in Torah and Tehillim. These are ways to avoid chibur hakever. But as unsavory as much as we would not like it, that is the reality that a person who used their body as a vehicle, the guf was a vehicle to express free will in the wrong way, to indulge and engage klipa. So the klipa then gets absorbed, much like the calories or the cholesterol, and it has to be removed. Or we saw Rabbi Steinsaltz compared it to exposure to radiation. Slowly it compounds. And even if a person regrets it, that doesn't remove it, and therefore only afterwards. And similarly, the Baal HaTanya, the Alter Rebbe, continues now. And someone, Dvorim Betelim, a person who spoke in a permissible manner. We're talking Klipas Noga here. We're talking about, they didn't speak violation of Lashon Hara and Rechilas. They didn't speak categorically forbidden. What we talked about, the Alter Rebbe defined Mutter and Asur as bound. Mutter means unbound. Asur, Asir, Matir, Asur means something tied to and bound to the Sitra Achra, to the dark side, to the other world. That which is Mutter is not bound to the dark side, but still, it's waiting for the intent and the Kavana. We give it, we bring it. So Dvarim Betelim, a person who talks devoid of Torah content, they talk idle chatter, they talk Dvarim Betelim Beheter. It's permissible. So somebody who is not literate is unable to learn. It's interesting, the Alter Rebbe describes that in Am Haaretz, Eina Yochol Lomud. Surprising. You would have thought everybody could learn. If you know Aleph, learn Aleph. If you know Beis, learn Beis. Whatever language you need to learn in, who's not capable? If you could learn for an hour straight, learn an hour straight. You can learn for 1 minute, learn for 1 minute. Beautiful program, 300 seconds, 5 minutes a day of learning. An amazing program. But the Alter Rebbe formulates in Am Haaretz, Eina Yochol Lomud. He's exempt from learning because he can't learn. He's not literate to learn. Again, it was a different time. We didn't have access to the incredible library. Ginsburg, others, the great Torah content we have available. Tzarech l'tar nafshah mituma, such an individual needs to purify themselves. Tzarech l'tar nafshah mituma zu deklipa zu. Even an uneducated person didn't sin, didn't speak negatively. They were speaking idle chatter. They talked about the NBA All-Star game. They talked about what's happening in Echves, still talking about the Super Bowl. They're talking about idle chatter. It's not prohibited. You won't find a sif in Shulchan Aruch that says it's asur. It's not connected categorically to the dark side, to the Sitra Achra, to the other side. It's not devoid, definitionally, of godliness. But still, a person has to cleanse and purify from that contamination. How does one do that? Ayidei gilgula bakafakela. So if the body was a vehicle for poor choices, and the body after death, the soul comes back and experiences the chibar hakever, then here, the soul that spoke in a way which wasn't categorically good, it wasn't a mitzvah, it wasn't filled with Torah, and Torah, I will take the liberty of defining that the Alter Rebbe here doesn't only mean Torah proper. He doesn't mean things you'd have to make a birchas haTorah on. He means spiritual inyanim, asking a fellow yet, how's your neshama doing? How are you? Caring, concern, love, loving kindness. Those are Torah dikka concepts, Torah conversations. So if a person is having something that's waste and wasteful, they're using their words not wisely for meaning and purpose, but they're wasting it on idle chatter, so then they need to go undergo kafakela. As kafakela is there. What is kafakela? Kafakela is the soul enters this world of imagination, thinking it's still alive, and it's drawn to those same thoughts and the idle conversation they were having. And as the soul is flung from thought to thought, it experiences great pain. Rabbi Steinsaltz describes it as follows. In our experience, we know this is the agony of memory. Remembering and re-experiencing past trauma is a major factor in much of our spiritual suffering. Our ability to forget past suffering is a defense mechanism, enabling us to continue living and carry on in the future. Chazal saw shichacha as a bracha, not of our learning, of course, but forgetfulness is a blessing. If we held on to every pain with the same experience as the moment we first had it, and it never dulled, it was never dissipated, it never was forgotten. Avelus, Chazal saw it's a bracha that after a certain time, of course it's never removed from the heart. We don't move on, we move forward, but it's a bracha. It's a bracha. Our ability to forget is a defense mechanism. In the hollow of the sling, kafakela, the soul is compelled to review its past life and relive it. This time not as a participant, as an objective observer. This process, apart from the pain it brings, is a process of purification, of recalling and reviewing the past in a new light. So imagine if you're a spectator now watching the video of your life, exposed to all the thoughts and conversation which were wasteful, which were idle, that could have been something productive and useful and meaningful and purposeful. And now, in this next life, in the next world, where we're in a place that we say, oh my goodness, I didn't take advantage of every moment, I didn't live life to the fullest, kafakela is not only in a form of punishment, but it's also purifying. It's a purification. So what the chibur hakever is for the body is what the kafakela is for the soul. Now, when we say chibur hakever is for the body, of course, the body has no experience independent of the soul. That's why part of chibur hakever is that the soul, after it's extracted from the body, after yitzias neshama, the soul returns to the body for chibur hakever. Because chibur hakever is a pain experienced in the soul, but through the body. As opposed to kafakela is something which is purely in the soul. It sounds like I know what I'm talking about, no? A little bit. I don't. I acknowledge it. I concede that. I'm doing the best I can. This is the level I understand it with the help of Rav Chaim Miller and Rav Steinsaltz Zatzal. The Diburim Asurim, so that was true for Klipas Noga, that was true for the Dibur of Dvarim Betelim, Dvarim Shamabekach, that was true for idle conversation, not categorically, not Osir, not tied to, not bound to the Sitra Achra, the dark side, but it was just neutral, and we used speech, but not as positively as we could, to connect, to care, to learn Torah, to share Divrei Torah. But the Diburim Asurim, Kamalait Sanas Lashon Aruch Yotze Behem. But when it comes to things that are categorically bad, that are tied to the dark side, like leitzanos, like lashon hara, shein mishalosh klipos satmeos legamrei, they come not klipos noga, those come from the other three klipos. They are completely impure. Nothing redeeming about them. Entirely indulging in the dark side. Ein kafakela levada mo latayr lahavir mitumos mea nefesh. Kafakela will not be enough. Rak tzricha leired legehenim. Uwah. This is a very scary perikhes of Tanya. Perikhes of Tanya is not all about geshmak to be a yid. It's not fabrang, let's make a lachayim. Perikhes is like a reality check. Here's a mirror, look at your life, the choices we make and the consequences that we'll have. We're in a world that doesn't want to have consequences. You're not supposed to talk about expectations, accountability, consequence. You just have to validate how someone feels, listen to what their story is, acknowledge the level they're on, which there's room for. I'm not disagreeing with, absolutely. But the Baal HaTanya says it's unavoidable. The Ribbono Shel Olam has expectations of us. He told us how to live in this world. And there are consequences to the choices that we'll make. He loves us. And of course, he's waiting for us and he's going to lift us. And how this all plays out, we won't know till we get there. We know it's done as a loving father, as a loving father who wants what's right and what's best for us. But it's unavoidable. Tzricha Lered LeGehenim. The most creative taitch in the world of Gehenim is still going to have a shtickle, you don't want to be there. You don't want to get there. It's not where we want to go. Somebody who could, not the Am Ba'aretz, who the Baal HaTanya suggests is exempt from learning because they're illiterate, but somebody who could have been learning. And if they're learning, they could have been learning more than what they're learning. And they're osek b'dvarim b'talim. But instead, they're still schmoozing about dvarim b'talim. And kafakela levada bo'ala nafshal amarka lezakaka. Kafakela cannot help that soul be cleansed and purified. Rak onshem chamurim shema'anishim al bitol Torah b'pratos. There are Hashem has special consequences that he saves for the people who neglect his Torah. You have to understand, when we daven, we're talking to Hashem. When we learn Torah, Hashem is talking to us. There's nothing more cruel you could do to someone than ignoring them when they're talking to you. You have the experience, I'm sure none have. You're calling your child, you're in the next room, you're on the couch, you're in the chair next to them, you're calling them, they're ignoring you. It feels downright cruel. So to ignore Hashem's Torah is to ignore Him talking to us. It's cruel. And Hashem is special. And that's the whole foundation of a relationship is when someone's talking to you, calling you, that you answer, that you listen. And when you don't, you're demonstrating that you're not interested in the relationship. You only want to talk. You have no interest in listening. You don't want to hear what the other one has to say. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has onshim chamurim. In addition to the general punishment for neglecting a mitzvah saseh, in the Gehenim of snow. There's a Gehenim of fire, there's a Gehenim of snow. What does that mean? So Chaim Miller writes, a person usually transgresses a prohibition out of warmth, desire and lust. We say a person had a fiery passion to go do the wrong thing. Neglecting a positive commandment is because you are cold and indifferent, like a malik. They poured cold water on our fire. So when a person sits out the positive commandment, doesn't do it, it's because they were cold. They were the opposite of being on fire, they were cold. So there's the Gehenim of cold, and there's the Gehenim of fire. One corresponds with when we followed our lust and our passion to do the wrong thing, we need the fire to purge it. When we were cold and distant and indifferent, then the Gehenim of cold is what purifies. But it's unavoidable that the Alter Rebbe describes there are consequences. For the guf, through the neshama, through chibur hakever. For the neshama, through kafakela. Through other worse things, not klipas noga, but the three klipas, we may need a little shtickle time in Gehenim, whatever that means. For bittel Torah, when we could have been talking Torah and we were talking other dvarim b'talim, then we need, in addition to the yonesh klali, there's a special Gehenim, special Gehenim. So all this is not meant to scare us, it's just meant a little bit to scare us. He's a loving father. He loves us. He cares about us. And he wants what's right and what's best for us. And this too is what is right and best for us. You know, when a parent drops a child off at rehab, it's not because they don't love them. If they didn't love them, they would allow them to fall deeply into their addiction. When the parent drops the child at rehab, it's dafka because they love them. And a person who's in rehab where they have to go cold turkey from whatever they were addicted to will all describe the experience as Gehenim. Going through hell. To go cold turkey from what you were addicted to is an experience of Gehenim. So Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't drop us off in rehab because he doesn't love us. He does it because he loves us. But we can't think that we're just going to fabreng and kumbaya and love and happy and then he's going to no Gehenim because he loves us. He what? No. Eighth parak of Tanya. We'll pick up next time. Secular is the V'chein ha'osek b'chachmas umas ha'olam. What happens if we're neglecting Torah to be involved in the wisdoms of the world? What does that mean? Treif wisdom, heretical wisdom, or even positive wisdom, math and physics. We'll get to the very last line. Zeh tamo shel Rambam v'Ramban. Because the Alter Rebbe can't avoid the Rambam and the Ramban, who were each doctors. They were physicians. They were men of science. How do you avoid that? That's how he'll end. But first, we'll have to go through how he got there. A good chaydash. We're off next week. We continue the week after Amir Tzashem.